A big announcement at Dallas University, Southern Methodist University. The largest gift from an alumni ever, Carolyn and David Miller, just gave $50 million to SMU. And David Miller joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. I know you're a graduate. They must have taught you well.
Well, so I attended SMU in the late 60s, early 70s, got a BBA, and then my MBA following that, and I do think when I walked off the campus, I was reasonably well prepared to go out in the world and compete.
Well, you've done all right, I hear. So tell me what you want SMU to do with the money. The facilities are quite remarkable. The football team is blessed. Where does the $50 million go?
Well, so we're the university has big goals, and we've made unbelievable strides under Gerald Turner's leadership over the last 25 years in terms of the campus, the facilities, but also SMU's academic standing. And I tell people all the time, it's gone from being a well thought of regional university when I was here 50 years ago to, you know, to a university now that's one of the finest in the country, and the rankings support that. But we have loftier goals, frankly. I have the privilege of serving on the university's board of trustees, and our academic goals, if you will, for SMU are higher, and that's going to take. We need to grow the endowment. It's going to take more scholarship money, more endowed professorships. As you know, we've substantially broadened or expanded facilities on this campus, and it's gorgeous. I'm in the private equity business, as you know, and we have 90-something university endowments that invest in our fund. So I'm on college campuses all across the country. And while we don't have mountains and we don't have an ocean here, I will tell you this, you know, this is truly one of the prettiest campuses in America. But the facilities thing, for the most part, I think is behind us with one exception, and that's the Cox School of Business. And so we've got the complex here with three buildings. The last time we spent any money on buildings in the, you know, for the School of Business was in the mid-90s. And so we need to both renovate the existing buildings, and we're going to pretty substantially expand the footprint. So the Cox complex will... I don't know the precise square footage add, but it's going to be very, very meaningful, and the buildings will be connected. So, we haven't precisely allocated the $50 million yet, but I will tell you there's going to be a big chunk that will be directed to scholarships, and then a piece of it will go toward the facilities enhancement.
That's true. I mean, universities, I guess, can price themselves out of existence. I know they refer to it now as a sticker price, what it costs to go to a university. And everybody seems like they have to get some sort of tuition remission. But this can't go on forever, can it? The spiral?
I frankly don't think it can. And now I'm going to admit to you at the same time that I don't have a solution. And as you know, because you shared with me earlier, you're connected to your alma mater, it is a very, very complex equation. And something's got to give at some point, because there's no question that the cost of getting a college education just can't continue to spiral up like it has. You know, for SMU, I think we're very fortunate, and go back to the reputational gains that we've made, this is a pretty popular place. And we compete against some of the very foremost universities in the country for students. And the only way you can do that is if they and their parents, who are writing the checks, are assured and very confident that the quality of the education that they're going to receive here is very, very high.
Yeah, and well over half the students are from outside of the state of Texas now, and that's a big change.
Yeah, it's you know, that number continues to go up in terms of out-of-state students. And, you know, we compete against Vanderbilt, we compete against Tulane, we compete against SC, and certainly in-state. There are a number of universities here that we compete against.
The business school is intriguing. I remember the late Al Casey talking to him one time, and I asked him one time, I said, how could one guy, you, be chairman of the board and CEO of Times Americorp, then take over American Airlines, then become the Postmaster General, and then become the head of the Resolution Trust? I mean, what skills do you have? And he's looked at me and said, David, you got to go to business school. And it'll equip you to do almost anything, I guess, is the key.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, and I tell young people all the time that you'd be well served to get an undergraduate degree in business. A large percentage of our students here actually have double majors. I mean, it's amazing. Some have triple majors, believe it or not. We're about to offer a business minor here for people that are in other schools that want some exposure to business. But I think it's the way of the future, if you will. And I think this whole interdisciplinary thing is gonna, you've got classes in the Meadows School of the Arts and the Cox School. You've got classes at the Lyle School of Engineering and the Cox School. Is again kind of the way of the future.
Well, it's going to be a lot easier with this kind of money. You and Carolyn are wonderful to do it to the university. Our guest today, David Miller, who has just become the donor of the largest gift ever from an alum to SMU. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Miller, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.